having fun.
If he's not ready, don't throw him out there.
Wake the kids and phone the neighbors.
He's the suit and the voice of NASCAR in the Music City, Chase McCabe.
The most famous words in motorsports.
He's a three-time Emmy Award winner and Nashville's media darling, Big Joe Dubin.
Two words I hate more than anything else, mental reps.
This is the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Well, Andy freaking God!
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Release the hounds.
Your sports live here on 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe. 102.5 The Game on this Friday. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane back in the saddle after doing mornings yesterday, slinging pizzas, all those things. How we doing, gentlemen?
Good, man. Dr. Crane, how are you, buddy?
Doing really well. Good to see you guys.
How was Nico's yesterday? Here's your 30-second free plug.
Nico's was great. Another sellout event. This is the fifth one, and probably will be a lot more catering events going forward. But, it was great. Yeah, saw a lot of people. A lot of people were glad to eat the food. And that's what makes me happy, is seeing the people.
Did Nani help you?
She was just there as kind of like saying hey to everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So that's pretty neat.
Glad it went well.
Do you have any vegan options?
Did you get that?
Yeah, I had one. I was like, we have water.
Love it.
You don't have like a cheese pizza?
Beat it.
I mean, yeah, I have a cheese pizza. I have a certain type of dough for that, but it's off to the side. I have it ready.
Play-Doh?
Yeah, down the block. Good for you, buddy.
No, we're proud of you. So, you know, happy to help.
Appreciate Nico's. That, guys.
Find you on the socials, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I appreciate y'all's support. Seriously, it means a lot. It really does.
Of course. It's Friday. The Titans play tonight. We know that, according to Brian Callahan, it would kind of be the same deal that we saw last week, but I saw that Easton Freeze of A to Z Sports putting out there that looks like no Ridley, no Lockett, and that Cam Ward would get a lot of time with the young receivers tonight.
Okay. Two series? All right. That's a lot.
I bet it's three. I bet they do the first quarter.
Well, if they don't get the ball back like they did in Tampa, do all that. I don't know. I mean, I'm tired trying to figure out what the Titans are going to do in the preseason because they know best, you know, what they're going to do, how much time they need for Cam Ward. I just don't think Cam Ward is ready to play an entire football game, and you got 3 weeks to do that. And I don't know. Can you go a whole four quarters in the NFL? We'll find out. I don't want to find out in Denver on September the 7th, but nobody's asking me.
So I find this interesting, too. So Bill Barnwell of ESPN, I saw this, and we'll get to our question of the day in a few minutes. Chris Sanders is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Our buddy Greg Pogue at 2 o'clock to talk about some high school stuff that he is going to be a part of. I have a deep dive on the Titans running game that I want to get to. So we got a lot to jump into today. But Bill Barnwell of ESPN, so he tweeted this out about 4 hours ago. How often did defenses face the opposing team's preferred quarterback last year? So the starter.
Okay.
The league average, 76.4% of the time. The Titans, Colts, Bengals, Commanders, and Jaguars face backups the most often. The Browns, Rams, Vikings, 49ers, and Chiefs face the QB1 the most often. So the Titans, according to this, 60% of the time saw the backup.
Okay.
And went 1-6.
Went 1-6. Nice. So we're not using the word starter anymore. Preferred? Is that what?
QB1, I guess.
Is that how? Thanks, Bill, for trying to figure something else out with that. That's a wasting exercise to me, Bill. I mean, that's last year's team. I mean, new people, new personnel.
But it's interesting.
Coming in. Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, we just know the team was bad last year. And, you know, are they getting any better this year? Again, we'll find out here in a couple of weeks like that. But it's just overall just a bad, bad year. And it's crazy because just 3 years earlier, you were the number one team in the AFC. And now you're bringing up the rear. It's just, to me, fascinating how fast you could drop down and have the number one pick in the draft. It's crazy, man.
Yep. And that's why I think this is probably a 6-7-win football team at best.
Well, you've given them two extra wins there along the way.
At best is what I said.
I think 5-12 is the sky for this football team.
Yep.
I hope I am wrong. We've been wrong before. I hope I'm wrong.
The reason I add the extra two is because you never know towards the end of the year with the opponents you have of, like, where are they at? Are they in? So are they backing off a little bit to keep guys healthy?
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, there's some of that to consider. But we'll see. So tonight, preseason game number two against the Falcons in Atlanta. 6 o'clock kickoff on Channel 2. What do you want to see from Cam Ward? You know what? You know you're
sling
not.
Sling it.
Right. That's my thing. Throw it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see a lot of running.
No, I want to. We talked to Hasselbeck the other day. I want to see a hurry up offense on the field and go, 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 go. Not, I don't care. You can hand off to Tony Pollard. That's fine. That's wonderful. But see how you can go against different coverages and all the good things that go with that. That's what I want to see. But who knows? Brian Callen might run the ball 8 times in a row, and that'll be it.
Kaharski just putting out, sitting tonight for the Titans. Injured, Tavondre Sweat with the tonsils, Winston, Joseph Day, Harrell, Spears, Landers, Cushenberry, he's going to go through warm-ups, though, and Snead, healthy scratches, Simmons, Ridley, Pollard, Lockett, Zeitler, Diggs.
Then why play Cam Ward?
O-line. The O-line's playing except for Zeitler and Cushenberry.
So you got 3 of the 5 out there. I wouldn't put him out there if that's what you think. And Levin sucks at center, by the way. I don't know who the guard it puts in there for that.
I think Levin's been okay.
I'd be concerned about that. So he got pushed back by the Bucks last week with something fierce. But hopefully he's done when Cushenberry comes back. All right, so who's the running back tonight? Spears is out. Pollard's out. Is it going to be Chestnut and then Haggis? Who's the guy they got from Michigan?
Haggis?
Haggis?
No.
Hassan Haggis? Is that his name?
No, Hassan Haskins.
Haskins.
He's not on the team anymore.
Oh, is he not?
No.
Well, damn.
Khalil Mullins.
Yeah, they have another running back.
The 5'2" guy.
Yeah, who is also from Michigan, so you were half right.
Okay.
Actually, weren't even close to right, but we'll go with it.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. So throw the ball. You've got a plethora of receivers out there. Throw the ball. 3-step drop all night long.
So you got Julius Chestnut, Jamar Jefferson. You're a big fan of his. Jordan Mims, Khalil Mullins. Those are your running backs tonight.
Oh, throw the ball. You got 10 or 11 receivers on that team. Let it go. And Ridley's out.
Well, and look, I'm fine with
– Lockett's out.
So you got Io Manor, DK, Jaquan Jackson, Van Jefferson, Mason Kinsey, Matt Landers, Bryce Oliver, James Prochet, Restrepo, and TJ Sheffield. I wonder if Restrepo gets, like, a little more of a look tonight. I he's not on the team right now. He's not even close to being on the team right now. So throw him out there and just – play him.
I wonder if Cam, you know, Cam goes to bat for him.
Sure.
I mean, he has to. I mean, they're buddies. I mean, I would,
sure,
too, for all
but,
that
but if
on.
If I'm Cam and I know that Ridley and Lockett aren't out there tonight, I'm going to Callahan and say, like, hey, will you put Restrepo out there? Give me some time with him. Like, just play him. And that's
I'm
fine. It's a preseason game. So
I'm
do it.
All with you on that to see what they can do. But I want to see the up-tempo tonight and go down the field. After that, I mean, I think the viewership after Cam Ward comes out of the game tonight will drop by a billion
so
percent.
So how much do you think – I thought about this. So they're obviously in the dome tonight at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. Last week they had a ton of rain before the game. The turf wasn't very good. So I'm wondering if Callahan adjusted the game plan a little bit because of that. Tonight you don't have to worry about any of the conditions at all.
Right.
So I think it allows you to open it up a little bit more.
I don't think he will. I think he'll send the same boring-ass offense we've seen out here for a year.
Conservative,
yep.
BS.
Yep. Yeah, a little RPO, you know, run off the 3-hole, go to the 4-hole. I mean, just, you know, a little veer, a little dive, you know, a little simple plays. I don't want to see that, man. I want to see Cam out bootlegging, out in the wide side of the field, making things happen, go for it. Now, I would tell Cam Ward, do not run.
Yeah.
Do not run. Throw the ball away. It's okay to throw the ball away. In fact, it's probably preferred. Just throw the ball away. Don't force anything down there. But I just want to see that for one time and just let it go down the field and run that 2-minute offense because this is a prime time to do all that. You're not going to do it next week against your backups when there's not a joint practice with the Vikings.
All right. So with that, that leads us in to the question of the day.
All right. Great question of the day. Now, John Robinson did this when he was here. He would go to the Juvenile Diabetes Gala, and there'd be an auction item that you could bid on calling the first play for the Titans in their first preseason game that was at home. You'd bid like $30,000, $40,000, and you get to call the play. Now, then they'd give you four plays to which to call from. So if you could call any tonight, we're opening up. If you could call any first play for the Titans tonight, what's the first play you will call? I want some good answers. I want some comedic answers. But what's the first play you would call tonight in this preseason game versus the Falcons? 615-737-1025. The first play, you're the coordinator. You make the call. What are you doing?
I am doing – I guess this would be kind of out of the wing tee, but it was a play I helped design in high school. Trips right, flip – or trips right – 52A fly, something like that. So basically I would have a running back take the snap, lateral over to Cam. Cam throws downfield to whoever.
Okay. So you'd have Cam live up at a receiver.
Yep.
All right.
So wildcat running out of the wildcat, I guess.
All right.
Let's have fun.
It'll be fun with it. Dr. Cray, what would you
throw do? Throw it deep.
Okay. I like that. What do you do?
Probably a jet sweep. I think, like we were saying, James Prochet might be the guy to give a jet sweep to, or Bryce Oliver. Get those, you know, wide receivers, get some involvement.
Do you let him throw it, or do you just...
No, just touch pass, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you snap it to Cam, Cam flips it out to him?
Yeah.
All right. My favorite all-time play that I was a part of in junior college, first play of the game, we line up in a punt formation. True story. And the other team flipped out, did not know what to do, running guys on and off the field, and my job was to snap it to the up back, snapped it to him, we were in punt formation, and got about 48 yards down the field. Defense had no idea what was going on. You want to confuse the defense as much as you can. To me, line up in a punt formation, the Falcons are going, what the hell is this? Run the play, you'll get a minimum 30 yards. That's what I call tonight. But you can take it anywhere you want to.
615-737-1025, that's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You get to call the first play tonight for the Titans. What are you calling? 615-737-1025. Texts are rolling in. We will get to that coming up next. Also, I did a little research last night.
Uh-oh.
Because I was having a conversation with Music City Bets on rushing touchdowns. And I was like, huh, how many rushing touchdowns did they have last year? And I was a little surprised by it. And as I did a deeper dive, I was even more surprised. And I got depressed at the same time.
So that's what this football team does to you.
So we will discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Our question of the day, you get to call the first play for the Titans tonight. What do you call him? We'll get your calls and texts on that here in just a few minutes. He's Big Joe, Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier. So last night, I'm chatting with our buddy, Ricky, Music City Bets, and he was looking at...
Pillow Talk. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's not funny to me. I'm just...
keep going.
So anyway, he was looking at touchdown props for Tony Pollard.
All right.
And, you know, it was like there was one that was like six or more or something like that. And so it got me thinking of how many rushing touchdowns they actually had last year.
Oh, okay.
The total was 11.
That's it.
That is it.
God.
2024, the Tennessee Titans rushed for 11 touchdowns. Tony Pollard had five of those. Tajay Spears had four of those.
All right.
Can you guess the other two?
Chig?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Levis?
Nope.
Oh, goodness. All right. Two, DeAndre Hopkins?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. 11. So we got nine. Are they on the team still?
One is, one isn't.
Well, a Chestnut?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
You want me to give it to you?
Yeah.
It was... kind of an end around to Calvin Ridley. It was a 10-yard touchdown run. It was his first touchdown as a Titan. And then an 11-yard scamper by Mason Rudolph against Detroit.
Oh, my Lord.
So that was
11 rushing touchdowns.
So of those, seven of the 11 were 10 or inside. Only four were inside the five, which tells you just how terrible they were in the low red zone. Remember there was a game, Paul brought this up, I forgot what game. It might have been Detroit, that they were literally on like the 2 yard line, had three shots at it, couldn't get it in, wouldn't throw it, got a penalty, or you know, drew a penalty,
right.
So they got another set and still couldn't get it in.
I remember that game.
And walked away with no points. They were terrible inside the five. Pollard and Spears each had two inside the 5 yard line, three inside the 10. So I was like, man, that is really depressing. It gets worse. Titans fans don't want to hear this. Derrick Henry had a total of 16 touchdowns on his own, which was tied for the league lead. So let that sink in.
But outside of like a 1 yard plunge, I mean, he had long runs, right? To the end zone.
11 of those were inside the five.
Jeez.
So as many touchdowns as you had as a team, he had inside the 5 yard line last year. Other running backs, so Saquon Barkley and Jahmyr Gibbs, or Derrick Henry, Jahmyr Gibbs, James Cook all had 16 rushing touchdowns, which led the league. There were a total of 10 players that had more rushing touchdowns than the Titans combined. Two of those were quarterbacks. Care to take a guess on those two quarterbacks?
Josh Allen.
That's one.
And Lamar.
Nope.
Josh Allen and scramble. Mahomes.
Nope.
God, I don't know.
Tush push.
Oh, Jalen Hurts. Oh, my gosh.
Jalen Hurts had 11 inside the 1 yard line because of the tush push. And Josh Allen had 12 total.
Pretty good. The way you wear a team down is just pounding that football, man.
Others that had more than the Titans, Josh Jacobs with 15, Bijan Robinson, Kyron Williams, Jalen Hurts each had 14, Saquon with 13, David Montgomery and Josh Allen with 12, and then Jonathan Taylor and Joe Mixon had 11, the same as the Titans.
Good Lord. You bring that up. How'd they even win three games last year?
Right. Well, and here's what's funny. As I looked at all this, one of the bright spots that we always talked about was the run game.
Right, because you have 1,000 yards. You're right.
And I've just kind of put a, you know, Baby Ruth in the punch bowl on that. The Titans in 2024, total rushing yards as a team, 1,855. Pollard had 1,079 of those. Spears had 312. Do you know who the third leading rusher on the Tennessee Titans was last year?
Mason Rudolph.
He had 106, so he was fourth. Will Levis with 183.
That's brutal.
Chestnut had 102. Calvin Ridley, 55 on the year. And then there were a few others that two backs had more than the Titans combined. Saquon Barkley with 2005 and Derrick Henry with 1921.
I'm like, who did they beat last year? I had to go because hearing those stats is just awful. So they beat the Dolphins, Patriots, and they won one more, and I can't find it. The Texans. Yeah, the Texans game, which was bizarre. All right, so you hear those. If you gave me those stats right now, says here's what they're going to happen throughout. These are the 2025 stats. I'd say they're going 1-16.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Now, I'll say this, at least on paper to this point, the O-line seems to be a lot better than it was last year. I mean, they couldn't pass protect or run protect
right.
last year. So that's obviously a huge factor in this. So that's something to look at. But I am concerned because if, you know, Spears can't stay healthy, I mean, are they going to wear Pollard out? Like, what do they have behind him? And they need an effective run game, especially in the low red zone.
Well, maybe we'll find out tonight who can get the job done backing up Pollard on the run. So I don't know. I mean, that's very interesting to see who could do that. And then there's no Ridley, no Lockett tonight. So what are you going
to
do?
You like to see if this offensive line is truly better, would you like to see this team try the tush push with Cam? I would say absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because
can't
like,
stop it.
You're going to get him. Well, right, but you have a very good chance of getting probably your most effective player hurt.
How are you going to get him hurt? That's always my thing.
Because, I mean, he's getting pushed and jumped on. And
yeah, I mean, I would – if you're pushing him, the guy who's pushing him, I would jump on Cam and protect him that way. I think he'd get injured on a backside blitz more than he would on the tush push. That's just me, but I would – Look, man, that's mano a mano right there on the 1 yard line. The Eagles just reveled in that. Watching Jason Kelce do that 2 years ago was beautiful. Wow, how they just mashed people. So, yeah. But the problem is, are they ever going to get down there to do that? I don't know if they can.
I worry about it. I worry about that they can do that. You know, again, you hope that some of this is a little bit better, but right. At the same time, it real like the one thing that we were all like, yeah, you know, running wasn't bad. You know, it was a bright spot. And then you break it down and look at these numbers and you go, oh,
that's awful. I mean, that's why I went back and looked. Who did they beat last year to do that? I mean, they were out of so many. Remember the Buffalo game, how brutal that was? The Lions game was brutal. When you can't run the football, that's what it gets. That's your default, is that you're going to the air, and then they know what you're going to do, and you just can't run your offense that way. That's why an effective run game is so powerful to every single football team.
Yep. 615-737-1025. Back to our question of the day, which is, you can call the first play tonight, any play you want. What would you call? Rashad has weighed in on our phone line. What's up?
Guys, I would win the toss, accept to receive, and run the Music City Miracle throwback.
The home run throwback?
Y'all have a good day. Yep,
thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate
That's
it.
That's pretty good. Can you do that now? Because everybody's at the 35.
Yeah, it'd be a little different, probably.
You'd have to have guys retreat back, and if you're retreating back, the other guys lined up on top of you already, you got nowhere to go. So at least Music City Miracle, they were still coming down the field, and you had guys picking guys off left and right. Now you don't have that opportunity.
I feel like you'd have to use the middle of the return wall and use it as like a pulling guard almost. So the middle of your return wall is a pulling guard to the left.
Okay.
And then you throw the throwback to somebody on the left side, and you may have a funnel. Basically, you start on the outside left shoulder, funnel it back inside, because you may have a gap there.
So now I'm totally confused on this, which is great, because I would do what you say right there. I'd have like six of the guys sprint to the left immediately, and then the Falcons are like, where the hell are these guys going? And then they'd go after the quarter, and then you'd have a guy drop. I don't think it would work, because you have to drop a guy back past the returner, and somebody's going to be on top of him. I like it. I mean, why not? I mean,
two returners back there. You got to remember that.
True, but then one guy's got to split off. So if they split off, I'm going after – I'm having one guy say, yeah, that's your guy.
Jim from Mount Juliet says the Statue of Liberty.
God, I love that play. Yes. Yes.
Michael and Madison said, take a knee to get the preseason over.
Could you imagine if they did that? That would be so fantastic.
Okay, I don't understand this. Maybe you understand this. Mike from Nashville says the annexation of Puerto Rico. Is that a play?
From Little Giants. It's a fictional play.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember they
all
do
right.
A John Madden and that nerdy kid? Yeah, that was funny.
Okay. All right. I didn't get that one.
We got a great – our audience is fantastic.
1325 Spider 2-Y Banana.
I still don't know what that means.
I don't think John Gruden does either. 0248 says the fumble Ruski.
Again, that play is – I think it's outlawed. Outlawed. I think it's banned. You cannot do that. You can't
probably
put the
not.
Ball on the ground anymore.
Beth and Mount Juliet, a Hail Mary to let them know we came to play.
First play, run down the field.
Cole from Nashville, definitely calling a flea flicker. Cam bombs deep to DK or anybody that's open.
You know, those flea flickers, when you see that happening – the entire stadium stands up, like, oh, here we go, and then he throws the ball down the field.
Craig says, tush push, 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
That could you first play they come out and ran the tush push? I mean, the Falcons would be like, what the hell's going on here? You're already in their minds. You probably get a good 4 to 5 yards off of that.
Nevada Josh says, I would set it up where it looks like a Hail Mary bomb to Restrepo, then screenplay to Hunter? Not Hunter. We don't have Hunter.
No, but – that was a great play by Wycheck back in the day where they had – I think Derek Mace was part of that. They had three guys on the right side, take off running down the field. Frank blocked, then slow release, and McNair hit him, and Frank got like 50 yards down the field. It's a great play. Thank you, Nevada Josh.
A fullback dive. Oh, they don't even have a fullback on the team anymore.
What was the guy we talked about a few weeks ago from Alabama, the fullback that walked around the locker room naked?
Jostin Fowler?
That's it. God, yeah. How do you remember that?
I don't know.
I'd have sat here for an hour.
I remember crappy Titans player. Or below average.
Remember he got the ball against the Colts on the one and couldn't get in?
Yeah.
And it was a big fight, and he tried again. I think he ended up fumbling the ball. God, man.
615-737-1025. If you want to keep weighing in on our question of the day, you get to call the first play. Any play you want for the Titans tonight, what would it be? Game number two tonight against the Falcons. More coming on that. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, the game.
The first team offense, it seemed like that outside of Calvin, some of the receivers weren't getting a lot of separation, weren't getting, you know, into their spaces sometimes quickly enough. And particularly with Eilmanner, he felt like he was timid on a couple of 50-50 balls where maybe he should have gone up and, you know, taken charge and gotten the, and taken the ball away from the DB. Is that a concern to you that these guys are not creating the separation against the
No, I don't think that's necessarily a concern. I mean, they're good players. You know, I think A.J. Terrell is a really good player. I know Jesse Bates firsthand. I know how good he is in their secondary, and they do a good job. I mean, they have players, and I think it was a good test for Ellick. He had a chance to go up against A.J. a couple of times in team periods, and he's getting a little bit more work share in some of those spots, and for him to have those opportunities and see what it looks like when you're playing against a real dude out there, it's good for him, and he learned from it as a young player. There was one pretty contested ball that, you know, they got all tangled up, and you'd love to see him make that play, and you hope that the more experiences he has in those positions that he ends up making those plays. So it's great for him to go against that kind of competition. I think it's been good for our team to go against their defense, and they got a good secondary, and it's a good test, and we'd like to perform better than we did yesterday, and today's another chance to go do it.
That was Brian Callahan the other day before practice with the Falcons. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 the game on this Friday. Our question of the day, you could call a play tonight. The first play of the game, what would you call? 615-737-1025. There was something that I wanted to run by. You were in TV a long time.
Correct.
You may know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
When you're writing your scripts and everything, you fill out what goes on the lower third, right?
All the time.
Right. And you've had some funny ones, like you had the one with Mike Fisher, married to someone famous.
Correct.
That went viral.
Yep.
There was a station that put Michael Penix Jr. on and had a very misfortunate typo, replacing the X with an S.
Can we say that word?
I don't know. You can probably, I mean, yeah. I'll just leave it up to the imagination.
Okay. Yeah.
It's for educational purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You have to use your mind on that.
Yeah.
A lot of those lower third graphics are autocorrect, which is a huge problem. And that's what happened, I think.
So you think it was autocorrect?
I think it autocorrect. Or, you know, Michael Penix.
Yeah.
You just.
Like surely nobody thought that's how you spelt it, right?
No. But if it auto-corrects to that.
Right, yeah.
And that is a word.
Yeah, sure.
It's not going to flag it.
Yes.
It happens. It would not do it. Now, like when you do Will Levis, when you would write him in your phone.
Levi's.
Every time.
Yeah.
When I first got my phone, I type in Nick Saban. You know what it auto-corrected to? Satan. True story. So you had to make sure. So
Tennessee fans back. Thought that was right. Probably accurate.
So go back and look at that. But I saw that. I thought it was a joke. And then we saw it again, and then the X is gone in place of an S. You know that's had to happen.
But I mean,
times.
Like, what's the dumbest, craziest thing you remember happening at some of your stops?
Somebody put a closed captioning in as a placeholder, and it says it's for the Stanley Cup first game between the Preds and the Penguins, and it says we got a great pregame for all you bastards coming up. And it went over closed caption, and everybody saw it. And so I'm in Pittsburgh. My boss calls me. She's like, we need to talk. I'm like, about what? She's like, I know you put it in there. And I'm like, Denise, I'm in Pittsburgh at a bar that nobody's here. I didn't do that. And so they never found out who did it.
I would never fess up to that.
No. I mean, it is a placeholder. I mean, I had an idea of some people that did it. And but I just, it happens. But
it was Beasley. Things.
He wasn't there yet, but I would have blamed it on him.
My favorite was our friend Deja Knight at Channel 5. Remember the two men dead, found dead, or something like that?
That's right. That's right. I have that graphic saved somewhere. I need to find that, too.
There's one of Greg Pogue that's your favorite.
That is, man, that was, we can't even bring that up. But we know what it is, though. But that's the thing. So when you see the Michael Penix, I'm surprised that it happened more. I mean, it just by default, it happens.
And but so, like what kind of sucks in today's time is when that happens, it goes viral so quickly. Now, like, everybody's talking about that, and he's probably getting asked about it, and that's the last thing he needs to worry about.
Yep.
Is like, oh, but, and then I could see him being like, yeah, well, it's not the first time.
Right. And you know where he's born, right?
Where?
Cookeville, Tennessee.
Oh.
His dad played football at Tennessee Tech.
Nice.
So, you know, I mean, it's I laugh, but I'm making this had to happen before somewhere. Because every time you say his name, you got to enunciate. Michael, now I'm afraid to say it. Penix?
Penix.
All right. I about said something else. Not with the S, but I pronounce it differently. Michael Penix. Penix. Like Publix. Penix. Publix.
Could be like Desmond Howard last year. He had that like Penix energy is what he said.
Oh.
Yeah. Big, I made sure I emphasized that.
No, I see what you did there. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that's like whenever you say, whenever I say shift, I make sure to emphasize the shift.
Yep. Good. And there's, remember the baseball player Dante Bichette?
Oh, yeah.
You could always get away cussing on TV. I did it for a long time.
Well, now there's a college football player with a last name.
Nope. Wait.
There's a Hispanic baseball announcer. He always pronounces Gavin Sheets' last name as something else.
Yeah.
So when he hit a home run, a walk-off home run, he goes, holy! I was like, it was hilarious. I'll find the video and send it to you.
Oh, yes. He did something else, too, that made me laugh. And he's like, that's how I pronounce things. And I forget what else he did, though. But, yeah, I mean, there's been athletes throughout that you do. But Dante Bichette was my favorite one.
Yeah, because
there's a Dante Bichette Jr. that played.
Yep. There, but, I mean, here's the thing. It happens, especially on live TV or live radio. Like, I think I've played my Game Center update where picks got crossed over. An R got in there. It was the wrong thing.
Oh yeah. We heard that's right.
Terry Crisp has his famous soccer kick. So
I haven't heard this.
Well, he was trying to say nice kick. He didn't say kick.
Oh. I can't imagine what he said after that. It happens. I mean, and
yep.
Some of those you just got to go. I mean, some of those are just genuine. It happened. But the ones that are planned out, that's why the whole Michael Penix thing, I think that was an autocorrect on the lower third.
And who's responsible for Kel Mullins' height?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what, 4'1"?
5'2". They put him at 5'2" and spelled his name wrong.
I mean, the 5 is close to the 6. I mean,
well, because here's the other thing. They're typing fast because you got to get the stuff. Like, you're doing it in real time, right?
No. They put the graphics in the day before. Like, the graphics for tonight's
game. Oh, so there's no excuse then.
Zero. We're in yesterday. Because that whole crew, at least when I was there.
But what about the Michael Penix thing, which is like, that was a super on local news.
Yeah, that was wrong. But the game stuff, because when I did the games for Channel 2, you have the whole crew. The Chiron people to put that in the day before, so everything's in there and set in there. Just nobody oversaw that. Plus, when I was there, they would hire the Channel 2 crew to go down and do that because it was free labor. And often, when you get free labor, you get a lot of mistakes that happen
because a little half, you know what, in there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I feel that. I definitely feel that. I understand that sometimes.
It does.
615-737-1025. We'll get back to some of the question of the day. And you have some rankings that you have looked at for the Titans.
ESPN came out with position rankings, the top 32. And I'm telling you, there's one place where the Titans are ranked which blew my mind. And you folks will enjoy this.
We will discuss that. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Hanging out on this Friday at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership with the Buzz is always about great service. And, of course, we are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. A couple of other answers to our question of the day. 0862, the longest yard, let the defensive center come across and let Cam have it.
It's a hell of a play.
I don't know what this means either. Run this play first, 1 Delta 10 Tango.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that means. let's see, 2765, the kickoff play in the longest yard where they drop kick the entire team.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, please.
Oh, here's a good one. Matthew in Nashville, the reverse pass the Steelers used to run back in the day with Antoine Randall L.
But there's a problem. Randall L. was very fast.
Randall L. was also a former quarterback.
But I don't think those are gone now because you can't – I mean, you line up at the 35 and the guys against you are at the 38 and you just take off. And so there's not the whole run down the field that you get, the time you needed to set those up.
Matt, first play, the Hail Mary. Not the football play, but the prayer.
Oh, my God.
All right. These position rankings that ESPN has come out with, there is one that I'm looking at that is kind of shocking.
All right. So they analyze the NFL rosters, these ESPN people did. They talk everything that's into take everything into account, what's going on. So let's start quarterback. They're the top 32. They got the Titans ranked at 28th in quarterback, which we get.
Okay, that's –
running back, they're these out of 32. Running back, they're 23rd. Wide receiver, 24th. Tight end, 29. And then they have the Titans' offensive line ranked at number 6, which is just – you talked about early segment about rushing touchdowns last year. Now you have an offensive line that ESPN and these analysts who are supposed to know what they're talking about think the Titans have a top 6 offensive line.
That is shocking. I mean, how can you go from probably being 32 of 32 last year and they think you're going to be 6th this year? So top 10.
Not bad. Then you go on the defensive side of the ball. They have the Titans defensive line ranked at 4th. So they're banking that Simmons and Sweat are Joseph Day. These guys have the top 5 offensive line in the National Football League.
Well, So let's go back to something that Jeffrey Simmons said on the Nashville Game Changers podcast with Jill Jelinek. He talked about being double teamed as much as he was last year. So that means that offenses and other teams are not taking him lightly by any means. I think that would factor in. I mean, if you're having to double team a guy on every play, just about, that would mean that your defensive line is viewed as pretty potent.
So,
and if Sweat takes the steps forward that everybody hopes that he's going to take this year, then I mean, I don't know if I'd go 4th, but I mean, I would say definitely top 10.
At 3rd in this defensive line are the Colts.
Oh.
So, not bad. Now, offensive line back up there again, coming in at number 6. Actually, I'm wrong. They're number 5. This is what I get for writing down too fast.
The Titans O-line?
They're 5th. They got him number 5. My bad. My bad on that. Yep. Philadelphia, Denver, Chicago, Minnesota, and Tennessee at 5. I'm so sorry. Yeah. So a top 5 offensive line in the league. Jacksonville has the worst at 32. So look, I'm telling you, what did the Cowboys do? They got Zach Martin and they built some other guys.
Yeah.
Collins.
Build in the trenches.
Yeah, build those guys there and figure thing out after that. Now, linebacker 30th, outside linebacker 30th.
They're terrible.
Defensive backs 18, safety 24. Overall, they had him at 26. But I'm telling you, if I look at that list and I say, what's 2 spots you want a top 5, that's right there. Wouldn't take me the line.
Wouldn't safety be a DB?
That they've got him separated in
that's
here.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, the corners are interesting because I think they could be higher than 18th. I think they could be lower than 18th.
Oh yeah,
like I don't know what that is right now.
Let me see.
Because like I'm not counting on Snead at all.
So you could tell me right now the top overall the top 5 are the same 5 you're gonna pick to win the Super Bowl. You could tell.
In what in
overall all these rank position overall, rankings?
Kansas City.
Kansas City's 4th.
Buffalo.
3rd.
Philadelphia.
2nd.
Baltimore.
1st.
And who am I missing?
If he would not go for it on 4th down, they'd be up there.
Oh, Detroit?
Detroit.
Yeah.
So your usual suspects. The Titans are at 26 right there. But they also got Jacksonville's behind them.
Who's 6 through 10?
6 through 10. Minnesota 6, Cincinnati 7, Chicago 8.
Interesting.
Tampa Bay 9, and the Denver Broncos 10th. That's what they have right now. Chicago? I mean, all right.
Okay.
All right. We'll see what happens.
See, I was of the, like, looking at kind of what they did this year and with Ben Johnson, I'm like, you know, that's a team that I think might be a lot better than people think. And then I'd ask Ryan about it, who obviously is in the know in Chicago. They have a ton of Bears experts on every week, and he's like, man, no, I don't think so. I think nobody trusts Caleb.
They would know that. Vrabel has his team at 16th in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
The Titans are 26.
Vrabel has had some great meltdowns lately, by the way.
Fantastic. They start off bad. Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if these are media members that he knew when he was a player and already hated, so now he's just giving it to him.
Could be. He's had some really good ones.
Like, there's this one guy that he picks on where I'm just waiting for him to be like, dude, you're a dumbass. Like, that's honestly, like, how it comes across
just
sometimes.
Stop asking. Yeah. Houston's 14th in this. Again, remember, you just got to beat the AFC South. Indianapolis, 22nd. Titans, 26th. And Jacksonville, 28th. Poor Jackson. They're never going to be good, are they? Just never. I mean, they had their flash in the pan. Derek Mason took their soul from him in 1999. They got to the AFC Championship game in 17, and that's it. Went south. I mean, it's just a franchise that's never going to – Good. They're just not.
Can I just say this to all the Titans media? It would be the funniest thing ever if Kuharsky and Terry McCormick and Rex Rhode and John Glennon, Buck, all of them, instead of when the Titans play the Patriots, instead of going to the Titans availability afterwards, they just all went to Vrabel and sat on the front row.
Especially if the Patriots lost.
Yeah.
Even better with that. Well, you know, they
send Teresa in to take the first question.
You know, they offer up the opposing coach, right? Like during a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we'll think
we've got to be on that.
Have to do that. Get Vrabel on there and ask questions.
Can you imagine? He's like, what do you idiots want?
Can you imagine? What would you ask on that conference call? You know what I'd ask? I'd ask, hey, Mike, you sold your house in Nashville yet? Just to piss him off. And he'd go on a tangent of something, not expecting that. Like,
hey, Mike, why'd you get fired?
Hey, Mike, we talked to John Robinson, and, can you corroborate a few things for us? Click.
Do you think Vrabel would use, I guess, the Nashville media if this were to happen, like mixed with the Patriots media? Like, now, see, that's how you ask a question right there, so-and-so. You know, stuff like that.
He could if they're all fake, but on the conference call, it's just strictly Nashville media.
I know, I'm just saying in general, if they were in person, that's what I'm saying. Like, see, that's how you answer, you know.
Here's what we're going to do. About 2 weeks before that game, I'm going to email Patriots PR, and I'm going to ask for him to come on. They're either not going to reply or they're going to say no. But we're going to do it, and I really want to know. Gosh, I wish there was somebody I knew there that could tell me like what he would say. Like, hell no, I'm not going on to Nashville. But it would be hilarious.
Might as well ask, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna request him. But I mean, he barely said yes when he was here. Like, he hated doing this stuff. So, I think I interviewed him one time. He came on with me and Michelle one time.
Really?
And you could tell he was just like, I would rather be doing anything else. I think I even made the joke of like, you'd rather be doing something else, wouldn't you? And he goes, oh yeah, I love you guys, but I hate doing this stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. 615-737-1025. I'll tell you who loves doing this stuff. Forever Titan Chris Sanders. He will join us coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.